Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Emil Nate checking in on our very first live stream on Leap Day, February 29. Happy birthday, birthday to Tyrese Halliburton. Happy birthday, Melody Marks. Happy birthday to everyone else who only celebrates their birthday once in 4 years.
Jesus Christ. So I forgot the Lethal Leap Year reference. That's such a good one. I miss Southpaw.
So yeah, it's our last live stream for the month of February. For the next couple of weeks, ito sina Ro and Emil. I'm hoping Chino and Rowan can also be present because I'll be taking a couple of weeks off from the pod because I too have to finish the story and prepare to move out and get married and put a ring on it and all that good stuff. So I'm going to be enjoying this live stream with you guys because it'll be another couple of weeks before we can all be together again. But in the meantime, ang dami nating pag-uusapan between predicting Revolution and talking about the big wrestling ganap from the week. But before we get to all of that, Emil, kamusta naman ang gising mo on Leap Day?
Oh yeah, I woke up around 30 minutes earlier. So I slept around 11 and then I woke up until 6. So I had a great afternoon sleep. Medyo awkward siya kasi maliwanag sa labas eh. But you know, sanay na ako and you know, I'm all ready for tonight's live stream.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ro? How was your leap day?
Yeah, okay naman. Feels good today. Was productive and stuff. I just wanted to thank everyone who showed up noong Saturday night for our Elimination Chamber Perth viewing party sa Skinny Mike's. I wasn't expecting much, but we did get to, you know, pretty much fill up the bar. So okay na yun. For a non-Big 2, Big 4 pay-per-view event, I think the big hook was that, like I said, it was the first... it was the first watch party na oras natin talaga, na oras normal na tao, diba? So really, really helped. I enjoyed that a lot of people came by, some new faces as well. Thanks to our friend, Hobby Dainzy, who really, really promoted the event. So for sure, makikita ulit tayo for the next one, which we'll promote in a bit. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was a really nice time. And even though the show ran longer than we expected, it was still good. I think the energy naman was kept up all night. And natuwa din ating mga partners from Skinny Mike's Sports Bar and Everybody's Toys and Collectibles. Well, that's Adore.
The way I see it, nagka-energy sila throughout the show because of all of the ad reads to promote Australia's tourism. So yun yung ano natin, pampabawi natin ng energy. So thank you, Western Australia.
France, the stream was not interrupted by golf. Nagkaroon na ng technical issue, so I had to disconnect the HDMI. Kaya bumalik doon sa TV nila. So it's the first time that that actually happened in a long, long time. Our viewing parties sa Skinny Mike's and sa Hobby Stadium na rin have been pretty smooth and seamless until, you know, that time na biglang bumagal yung network. So buti na lang hindi na siya nagloko after that. But, you know, got me worried there.
All right, let's talk about the next one, the next viewing party, which is happening in about a month's time, WrestleMania 40. We are doing it big for the biggest WrestleMania of all time. We've got two simultaneous viewing parties happening. So that's Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium, April 7 and 8, Manila time. So Sunday, Monday, yan. The main show starts earlier than way before. So it'll be 7 a.m. So 6 a.m. pa lang magbubukas tayo at Skinny Mike's and Hobby Stadium. And if you want your tickets, you can get them over at tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. So yeah, nasa ticker, nasa slide. Early bird tickets, same price pa rin, 350 pesos with a free iced tea. Walk-in tickets, 450 pesos with a free iced tea. And well, for both venues, for both viewing parties, hindi pwede magdala ng belts and props because we want to protect both venues. We want to make sure na walang kabalbala na mangyayari. So we're going to be, we have no choice but to implement our viewing party rules at both venues. And if you're not down with that, then we got two words for you.
I don't know what the two words are, but, you know, bawal belts, you know, two words.
Yeah.
Bawal belts. Under Bruce, we streamed through the WWE Network. So I actually wasn't sure. Na, nui ba sa Netflix yung WWE. I thought that was like much later this year.
But yeah, next year pa yun.
Oh, yun, yun, yun. So we really did have to use a network. And it had been working fine up until that time na nagulo ko siya for a bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, Emil, since you're back on the live stream, let the good people know what happens when you're a part of the Patreon program.
All right, you can support the podcast by subscribing to our Patreon and enjoy some benefits as well. It's at patreon.com, right there below, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast, where it's low as $5, 250 to 260 pesos. Your local currency, of course. You get the chance to join in on our Discord and makichismis together with your other podcast, and also talk to us about everything and anything that you like. We also host some watch parties in there, and probably Revolution this upcoming Monday. So we're gonna do it to Discord because there's no really demand for an in-person viewing party for AEW pay-per-views as of right now. And also, you get some weekly reviews of the weekly wrestling shows, courtesy of me, Rowan, and Chino, Raw, SmackDown, Impact, Dynamite, the AEW weekend shows, Impact, so lahat na yun. And if you are part of our Patreon, you get some sweet discounts on the service fees, pasabays, that we just did. The last one just concluded weeks ago, and the next one we'll probably do before or after Mania. So yeah, just watch out for that. And again, by subscribing, having Patreon, you're pretty much supporting everything that we do here on the pod. So again, it's at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
All right, let's clarify yung tanong ni Dr. G over on the comment section. We have 2-day passes, hindi lang nalagay dun sa slide, but it's in the link, right? So the 2-day passes for either venue are 600 pesos for both days na yon. Okay, so
pero bawal lipat-lipat.
Yes. So if you buy a 2-day pass, same venue dapat. Like parehong Skinny Mike's or parehong Hobby Stadium. Hindi pwedeng mag-transfer ng venues kasi magulo yun. Huwag kayong pagulo, alright? Huwag kayong patalo. So yung 350 and 450 na prices, those are for the 1-day passes lang for either Skinny Mike's or Hobby Stadium. Alright, let's get to some happy row noises.
Right, in honor of the embattled Maxine Dupri, WWE on Blast TV! All right. So, again, I just finished watching Raw and NXT on Blast TV just today. So, alam mo yun, I got caught up. You can get caught up as well. I know some people have been asking where can they watch yung Raw, SmackDown, NXT for free on the, you know, right away. Dito sa Blast TV, guys. Kasi nandito lahat ng TV shows na legit. You also got the, you know, other stuff like, you know, Fast 10, Usher's halftime show from the Super Bowl, if you still haven't caught that, but all that good stuff right here no pay-per-views as yet. I think we'll be getting that on Netflix when the time comes. Pero dito sa Blast TV and dito lahat. Got NBA is coming as well, right? That's right.
Yeah, the NBA is on Blast TV now. So
the past season of NFL games is there as well. UFC is also there for the MMA bros and girls. So dito lahat yan. Just go watch that, please. Let's all support this. Kasi kung hindi natin sa support, tatanggalin nila yan. And we would have to, you know, shamefully pirate our weekly television shows. Like this was the early 2010s, right? I don't want that. It's already here. It's all in a good place. It's free for Converge and Globe subscribers, the internet. And for everyone else, it's around 189 pesos a month. Guys, that is a super steal. Go check it out, guys.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I work with WWE, but I still need to watch Raw, SmackDown, and NXT legally. So don't make me go back to the high seas, all right?
There is no way for the WWE employee to watch it. Because it's not just a network, eh, diba?
Wala yeah, it's not on the network. So don't make me go back to the high seas, man. Para lang ma-update ako.
Ayun, I can do my Sheeran job. Fans. If you want to watch the next Ed Sheeran concert here, may pamigay si Blast TV. They also did that for the Jonas Brothers concert last week. Yeah. So, si Ovation, maraming ganap yan. So if you want to catch the acts they're now bringing because we're fucking old, you know where it is, Blast TV.
In the words of Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift, everything has changed. All right, let's get some actual wrestling stuff. We're going to start with some bad news. We woke up today to the update that Virgil, former WWE and WCW wrestler, has passed away at the age of 61. He'd been battling health issues. Para may nabasa ako na, I think he also suffered a stroke, two strokes, sometime in April 2022, and he'd been diagnosed with an early stage of dementia. So that's something Virgil himself had shared on Twitter. So, you know, Virgil was clearly before my time as a wrestling fan. Pero syempre, I knew who he was because of the video games, because of his association with Ted DiBiase. And sadly, in his post-wrestling career, he'd been turned into a meme, diba? Because people would like take pictures of him sa mga conventions na wala masyadong napunta. But, you know, he was somebody who really hustled, really knew how to try to maximize yung exposure niya at these conventions and to make as much as he could off of his name value. And it's really unfortunate how everything shook out for Virgil in the last couple of decades since he retired.
Let's clarify something. The reason why Virgil became a meme is because he really was out there trying to get money. Because he was overcharging for, he was overestimating his star power from the 90s and the 80s as the manservant of Ted DiBiase, right? And more than anything, because that is a pretty telling indictment of what it means to be a wrestling star, a pro wrestling star. Even though you get seen on TV and stuff like that, diba? Even though meron kang exposure out there in the big time, that doesn't always translate to financial stability, doesn't translate to long-term feasibility, doesn't set you for life, kumbaga, unless you are someone like a Hulk Hogan, right? Or, you know, a John Cena or a The Rock, right? And that's the sad case of what happened to Virgil. He was reduced to trying to get whatever money he could, even at the expense of ruining his goodwill, because he would really just charge people for every little interaction just because walang pera after ano. If you don't become a mainstay in the business way after your time is done, if you don't have a plan B, that's what happens to you. That's if you don't get to shift careers to something that's more quote unquote adult, right? Not smutty, but real world na adulting. And that's the sad, that's the part that people don't think about when they think about being a wrestler or being in the pro wrestling business. So hopefully, I hope that wrestlers today are more able to make wiser financial decisions or career decisions. Pero sana rin yung mga company, they do more to not take advantage, not exploit the people that work for them, especially the ones that earn them notoriety, earn them the viewers, the fans. And I after years of laughing at Virgil and his hustle, his grift, diba, I get it now. I understand why he had to do that. Even if I'm not trying to make money as a wrestler, just trying to make money in general as an adult, it's fucking hard. And you now get what Virgil was trying to do. And personally, I can't laugh at him anymore because the business did leave him kind of destitute. Not to go to destitute, but you know, way less than what he was making, or way less than what he was back when he was a young young wrestler or a young performer in the business. So it's really sad. It's a sad, sad tale. And I just hope that Kai Papano Virgil in his later years was able to be comfortable at the very least, or happy.
Yeah, I'll just echo the same sentiments that you guys have said. I mean, I, you know, as a fan who Nishina Abutan, just the fact that I know him and he has been more relevant than some of his peers, you know, in the later years. I respect the hustle. I respect the hustle, and you know, kahit naging meme siya, at least you know you could see it na ano, you could really respect the way that he goes out there and try to earn money as much as he can. So yun.
All right. Yeah. Rest in peace to Virgil. Rest in peace then kay Ole Anderson. Yeah. He also passed away earlier this week.
Yes,
one of the original Four Horsemen. He died at the age of 81 just yesterday, February 28th. So, you know, a pretty sad week for fans of yesteryear, lalo na itong sina Ole Anderson and Virgil.
So really quickly about Ole. Without Ole, there would be no Arn the way we know Arn now. So very instrumental din si Ole, even though nisyo matunog sa generation natin. So rest in peace as well to him.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's say hi to one of our friends, Dwayne Manalastas of Everybody's Toys and Collectibles.
Dwayne.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Sabi niya, he'll be at the Mania Watch Party. Which one, Dwayne? Because we got two.
Wants to be where the people are.
Prizes for both.
Paano kaya yun? Divide and conquer kayo ni Dwight.
Yeah. But we love the Manalastas brothers. Yeah, we love everybody's toys and collectibles. So thank you guys for the support. All right, let's get to yung pag-usapan natin from Monday Night Raw, starting off with Cody Rhodes. And apparently, his story has taken another turn because now he wants to fight The Rock. So I don't know about you guys, but when I was watching yung Elimination Chamber Perth segment nila with Grayson Waller, I was actually expecting Cody and Seth to go and challenge Roman Reigns and The Rock to the WrestleMania Saturday main event, diba? The tag team match people have been fantasy booking since the kickoff event. But now, it seems that Cody Rhodes wants to face The Rock one-on-one, and Seth Rollins is nowhere near this storyline at all. So, what do you guys think about the prospect of Cody working back-to-back nights at
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
WrestleMania singles match pa yung pareho, and with yung Cody claiming na, yeah, I'm going to be hunting the bloodline, I'm going to take them all down. And, you know, he's going to do it na kahit mag-isa lang siya.
Before Emil answers this, what is the bigger main event? Is it Cody Rock or Cody finishing the story with Roman? Now that The Rock has inserted himself in all of this drama.
I still think it's the Roman. The finishing the story one is still...
But Roman's not a bigger star than The Rock, though.
Does that matter?
Because if people have been following this one. Yes, it does. Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does. Kasi ngayon, The Rock's arrival, like I say, has really overshadowed a lot of things. So it really is interesting. I don't think there's a wrong or right answer here, but it is interesting to think about. But sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't mind it because Daniel Bryan kind of also did the same thing 10 years ago when he pulled double duty by going after Triple H in the opener and then going in the main event against Randy Orton.
But he had to go through Triple H in the opener.
Yeah, like but still, it was he still pulled double duty. So you know, I don't mind that he's the most over babyface in the company. I don't mind if the biggest babyface will pull double duty because no one's gonna complain about seeing Cody twice at WrestleMania at this point.
I thought that they were doing the whole Seth thing, but gets ka naman bakit hindi because Seth has to do Drew. Drew explained it as well in the promo niya on Raw. I kind of get it. I would do it for night one. You maximize it as well, you know, the most you can. Sure, I don't hate it. Some people think it's another twist, but syempre, it's where the twist was going anyway. I mean, like, it's where the story was going anyway. Diba? The Rock insulted you, so you might as well. If you don't do something about that, what the fuck does The Rock do? Diba? So, anong gagawin The Rock ngayon? He wanted to be in WrestleMania, but if you don't put him in WrestleMania, is this not what he was going to do regardless of who he was going to face?
Yeah. Parang logical din na Cody would have to go after The Rock. Kasi sinampal siya ni Rock, di ba? In front of all those people, in front of the whole world. So, ano rin, if you're gonna go the stereotypical machismo point of view, what kind of man are you to let some man bitch slap you in front of the world and then not do anything about it?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that should be one to watch, especially since hindi pa natin alam ano talaga yung matches, hindi pa naman pulido ano yung magiging main event ng WrestleMania Saturday. So we'll see if we get Cody Rock or if it does become that tag team match between Cody Seth and Roman and The Rock.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
Sticking to Raw here, di pa rin natin alam sino yung magiging kalaban ni Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship, but now we've got guys like Sami Zayn and Chad Gable staking their claim. So, Ro, you mentioned on the podcast weeks ago na Sami's on this underdog arc. And it kind of does seem fitting na he's headed for Gunther and the Intercontinental Championship. Like, I think that's not a bad WrestleMania story for him.
Gusto ko dito na pinapansin nila yung mga taong natalo ni Gunther. Like, they're not just cast aside for whoever is the next one in line, right? Like what they do with Roman. So I like they're acknowledging the people that he has stepped on along the way. And both Chad Gable and Sami Zayn do make good points. I don't know who else are going to add to this. For all we know, it's like Rey Mysterio or whatever, Kofi Kingston even. It's a New Day. Put them all in with Gunther. It's fun, but also worrying because, hey, which one are you going to give the championship to? Diba? Pero okay ako dito, who gets Gunther at WrestleMania? The answer is yes.
I know, Emil. Do you want like a ladder match, kind of like what they did in 2015 and 2016?
Yeah, bring that back. Bring that back because when they did it for back-to-back Manias, those matches were like the best matches on the show. So, but I would feel weird if Gunther will lose a title in a ladder match. Na hindi mo na siya napipin, hindi mo na siya nasasabit. Kasi it will kind of invalidate, pero sobrang sayang nung someone could have used that moment to elevate themselves by beating someone who's been champion for 600 days now in a one-on-one match. So I would be okay if it would be a multi-man, but kung ganon, I want Gunther to retain it.
Eto, may sinasuggest si Derv. Sabi niya, ladder match daw night one and then night two, the winner goes on to face Gunther.
So this WrestleMania is puro double duty. Ganun yung gusto nyo gawin. Jesus Christ.
Also, that's gonna be tough kasi medyo crowded na yung card pag ganun because you already have two singles matches that were born out of the Elimination Chamber alone, which we'll talk about in a bit, diba? So how do you squeeze in as many superstars on the card without, sacrificing time or yung fatigue ng crowd?
Yeah. 7 o'clock na siya magsisimula, diba? The more I think about it, the more I want the multi-man match. Yeah, it does protect Gunther. Julian is right here. I think all of the guys that he beat did earn their WrestleMania spot from having good matches with Gunther. I think whoever wins it, I think they all just need to be there para ma full circle yung ano nila, yung championship chases nila.
Yeah, sino ba? Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, Sheamus,
Ricochet,
yeah.
Finn Balor. Finn, what do you mean
sure.
No, Finn's gonna be busy. He's gonna defending the tag team championship. But yeah,
Dominic, put Dominic. Mysterio,
the guy with the big head.
Oh,
JD. Yeah, I mean, if I were in a multi-man match and Ricochet was there, he's probably the first one I'll beat up. Because Ricochet nagsimula. If he didn't lose to this guy, he wouldn't be holding the championship for almost 2 years.
I would like that. Lahat ng mga most of mga challengers who Gunther beat will come back. Parang survivor na ano, yung mga tanatanggal babalik. So they can beat this one guy. It will take what, 8 or 7 guys.
Unlike a survivor jury though, they're not voting to win or voting for Gunther to win. That's the analogy is off. My survivor brain is getting ruffled here. Okay. Let's talk about the Elimination Chamber fallout. Sabi ko nga kanina, there are 2 more singles matches that are now likely to happen at WrestleMania as a result of the Chamber. AJ Styles flew 21 hours to Perth for sweet, sweet revenge, which appeals to my heart. Lumipad siya papunta Perth para lang paulan na steel chair shot si LA Knight. And then Logan Paul and Kevin Owens look like they're headed for a WrestleMania match of their own as well after everything that's happened between them over the last couple of weeks.
Logan, Kevin Owens or Randy Orton?
Randy Orton pala. Yeah. You're right. My bad. It's been a long day.
My intro dialogue is good, Randy, because of this. But hey, I don't hate this. I feel like they're tacked on, especially with the WrestleMania that's been brewing for quite a while now. Pero gets good one. AJ Styles versus LA Knight again. Gets good. It's been brewing since last year. Randy Orton versus Logan Paul. That's the one that's kind of random. Pero okay, sige. Randy Orton and Logan Paul, 2 internet favorites, depending on who you ask. Diba? Sige. Palag tayo dyan. Sure, I don't mind it. It's one of those things. Okay, it's a good mid-card spot, but it's not something that I'm super excited to watch unfold.
Actually, ito nga yung mas nakikita kong bagay yung multi-man ladder match the US title scene. Because all of them are intertwined with one another. Mm-hmm. Like KO and Logan, Randy Orton and AJ Styles and LA Knight. So, you could probably do the multi-man with the US title instead of the IC title.
Eh, kung ganun, di lahat ng match multi-man na. Put The Rock in the main event against Roman and Cody. Wala nang singles match sa WrestleMania. Everything is a multi-man spectacle.
Like WrestleMania 2000. Walang singles match. I'm just saying, I think mas bagay dito yun eh. Kasi the stories that they've been telling on SmackDown kind of screams like we're heading into towards a multi-man for the US title at Mania. You know, man.
I think that's easy to say because Triple H has done such a good job of building people. Like, and daming to build the stars. So, again, the answer is, you know, put them all in a multi-man match. It's WrestleMania. That's why we have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. But again, it goes back to what I said a long time ago. You do have to edit these things, and in the editing process, talagang may mala left out. That's why we did 2 nights of WrestleMania, which is still a good move, in my opinion. Pero if the solution is to throw everyone in a multi-man match, I know that's not a real serious solution, but that's also pretty lazy booking. That you do need to commit to the stories you're telling.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned your editing role. Like, who do you take out, diba? How do you remove Randy Orton from the WrestleMania card? How do you remove LA Knight from the WrestleMania card? How do you remove Logan Paul from the WrestleMania card?
Let me look at the Wikipedia page and see how it's building up. See,
so
Randy
far,
Orton,
alam pa lang natin is, sorry, go ahead.
No, si Randy Orton madali lang yan kasi injured siya. So easy to call, so easy to write around his injury, which, you know, he sold really, really well at the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, looking at the card right now, we only have 4 announced matches, and all of them are singles matches. So it's Seth Drew, Rhea Becky, Roman Cody, and Io Bailey.
The Rumble and Elimination Chamber matches.
Okay. Yeah, so there's still room for like everybody else, but I'm just saying, if you're gonna edit people out, who do you edit out after the crazy amazing 2024 people have had?
Once I see the full slate, that's when we can have an answer for this. But if itong 4 matches, this is like 2/3 of one night palang, diba?
Yeah. That's right. Over the last couple of years, we have had like 14 or 15 total matches at WrestleMania. So my space pa naman. All right, last up, before we go to break, let's talk about Tama Tonga. Because it's been reported by the Wrestling Observer that Tama Tonga has signed with the WWE. So, concurrently, the Good Brothers have appeared on NXT. So now people are asking, ano ba to? Are they bringing back the Bullet Club through the Good Brothers and Tama Tonga? What's the plan here? Is he going to be the new leader for Gallows and Anderson? For me, hindi ko lang ma-reconcile yung may tension between Gallows, Anderson, and AJ Styles, and then Gallows and Anderson suddenly turned heel on NXT. Parang nag-aamok sila na medyo unrelated sa situation nila with AJ. And where's Michin in all of this?
Alam ko Michin has said na she wanted to strike out on her own. I think they acknowledged that on screen, if I remember correctly. Either on screen or on Twitter or something. But I know that she pretty much wanted to separate herself from the club. Not naman leave the club, but, you know, to distance herself as she pursues a singles career. But Emil, this is your theory as to why the Good Brothers were brought down to NXT. So what do you think?
Yeah, this is sinabi ni Stan regarding the Good Brothers turning heel. I think Carl Anderson said something in a promo yesterday na the scuffle that he had with AJ on SmackDown led to this new edge that they have that they're using in NXT. But you know, like when the Good Brothers went down to NXT, it was one of those akala ko mga one-off lang na okay, they'll go down there for a while, do a program, that's it. And then the news started to come out that Tama Tonga is signing with WWE, and it, you know, kind of made sense in my head as to why they are in NXT. Oh, they're gonna introduce Tama Tonga in the WWE through the OC, through the Good Brothers, because, you know, may ano name, may relationship name with, and people can easily recognize now, oh, this guy was with them when in New Japan as the Bullet Club. So that's, I think, the easiest way to introduce Tama Tonga into the WWE canon. The same way that, you know, AJ, when he went into the WWE, although he was alone for a while, but after a few months, they reinserted him with the Good Brothers as the club. So I think that's the way to do it. That's the way to do this. You know, I don't know if he's gonna be a heel or a face when he comes in, but I think, it fits. It just makes sense to pair him up again with Gallows and Anderson.
Honestly, I thought that they did the sudden turn because na finalize yung deal, diba? They finally had plans for Tama Tonga. It kind of makes sense, but also it doesn't make sense. Medyo kulang sa finesse, pero at least may ginawa silang paraan para itawid ng konti. I think they're gonna be heel because the Good Brothers turned heel. So it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Right? unless they're in feud, but I don't think that.
Yeah.
I do also make sense, I guess, for Tama to try and play face. Tama has been trying to do a singles thing in his last ladder run with New Japan. So who knows? We'll find out. I do think he's kind of one of those guys that you didn't think much of him as a singles wrestler in New Japan because he was always in a team. But he's big enough to like kind of be a big deal single star in NXT. it's funny how those things work when it comes to the environment you're in. So we'll see. I think medyo exciting to. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that some people will be like, who? But you know, people know the Bullet Club, so I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, what I'll say is we ultimately know nothing because when we were talking about yung vignettes, diba na, man has three faces. People were saying, "Oh, Sinaka Jima from All Japan," and nobody guessed freaking Sean Spears to be the man has three faces guy. So, gentlemen and ladies, we know nothing.
That's true.
On that note, we're gonna go to break.
Sorry. Ano pangalan ni Tama Tonga sa NXT? Probably gonna be something Latino, guys. You never know.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
De, wag. Mali yun. Di tama yun. Sobrang dami natin talaga pinag-usapan because just do be like that in the wacky world of wrestling, even on leap day. So we're going to have to cut this part right here and end this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. But just refresh your feeds because the next part, which features our predictions for AEW Revolution, should be up on your Spotify feed or wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for us at this point. It is Stancy saying goodbye on behalf of Romoran, Emil Nate, and our other co-hosts, Chino Liao and Rowan ASH. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. Yeah, so we're out of here. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.